flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to take care of my father-in-law, Papa B, Sean's dad, before he passed away. He had to come and live with us because he was in Ohio living on his own, but he couldn't stay there as he got older. You know, he was not able to be safe in his house. And it was just really apparent that you know, he'd stop getting around good. He didn't have, you know, the rails. He didn't have, you know, any way to get up and down those stairs. It just wasn't safe for him. There was no way for him to stay in his house. And not that he couldn't stay there, but he just didn't have the bells and whistles he needed to be in his home. And he did not want to come here. He did not want to come and live with us. It was a difficult decision for him to make, but we really didn't have any options. And we made him feel as loved as he could have ever felt. We made sure that we made a big fuss about it. You know, I used to have the kids fighting over who's going to, you know, bring him his utensils or his medicine or, you know, a snack. We wanted to make sure that he was always loved here. And, you know, we could have put him somewhere, but, you know, like I told Sean, you can pay somebody to take care of him, but you can't pay somebody to love him. You know, and people say, oh, why are you doing that? Why you got him in the house? You got 4 kids, 3 of them got special needs. You got a job and you got a business. You don't have time to be taking care of Sean's daddy. You can pay somebody. I said, no, yeah, we're gonna make time and we're going to make this right. But what we didn't have was an organization like Rebuild Together Minnesota in Ohio. I went looking for it in Ohio and I couldn't find it. And that's when I realized how special the organization is. And as our parents begin to age, they want to remain independent. And we get old enough to where we need to be looking for some options for them. I want to make sure that the folks who are listening to this show tonight, if you've never heard of Rebuild Together Minnesota and the programs and services that they provide, that you listen up, call somebody you know, tell them to turn on the radio because you let us on a Sunday night because we're about to get informed. We're about to get educated and we're about to get access to some information that we may not have known anything about. So I'm going to ask Catherine Griner, she's the executive director of Rebuild Together Minnesota, to join us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Catherine, thank you so much for spending some of your Sunday night with me, girlfriend.
Hi, Selena. How are you?
Girl, I am doing so well. I am so glad you are here. Listen, this is Sunday night. We're supposed to be winding down the weekend, getting ready for the work week. You have stopped putting your weeks together and prepping meals and getting everything ready to hang out and talk with me tonight. So I just so appreciate your time. But I thought it was so important that we educate the folks who are listening about Rebuild Together Minnesota. Because I just assumed that they had one in every state. They do not. And what y'all are offering as we are growing up and you know, our parents used to take care of us. Now we've got to take care of them. Some of the services and programs and resources that you have are so invaluable as we make decisions about our elderly loved ones.
Exactly. It's one of the big things is trying to keep folks in homes that they already love and have the support system around them. And what are those things? And that's where Rebuilding Together can come in, is we can take a look at the home and how does someone function within that home and what adaptations do they need? Do they need grab bars in the bathroom? Do they need stair railings? You know, what are those things that they need that will prevent them from falling? And that's where we can come in. A lot of times, as you said, it's for a loved one who is not near where you are. And so, you know, getting in touch with us, we can bring in a team of trained volunteers to do in half a day many interventions that would keep someone from falling. And so that's our biggest mission is we want to make sure that people aren't going to lose their independence, lose their ability to stay in their homes.
And, you know, that fall is everything. You know, we fall and we laugh. It's embarrassing. But that fall for our older loved ones, it is a really, really big deal. And again, since 1997, Rebuild Together Minnesota has been working to make sure that older Minnesotans can stay in their homes. You know, and this is the thing. We think, oh, we'll just get a grab bar. A lot of people don't have the money for a grab bar. If they're on a fixed income, if they're living off their Social Security check, it is either the grab bar or the medicine. It's either the grab bar or some food. It's either the grab bar or the electric bill. And so when I found out about Rebuild Together Minnesota and the work that they were doing to help folks with their volunteers through donations, I was like, oh yeah, we gotta make sure to shine a spotlight on this organization and tell you about some of the stuff that they're doing. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to keep talking with Catherine and we are going to let you know about two big events that they have coming up that you can definitely participate in, take advantage of, and get more information about the program when we come back. It is 8:20. You are listening to the Sunday Night Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm Shaletta Brundage, just filling in. I'm typically here on Saturdays from 12 to 3. I've got Jonathan Lowe with me, and we're continuing our conversation with Catherine Griner from Rebuild Together Minnesota. She is the executive director and doing some amazing work to try to keep older Minnesotans in their homes and safely, not just in their house and they can't get around and they grabbing on windows and doors and trying to prop themselves up, but through the work that they do and the volunteers that they have, they are going into these homes and they are helping these folks. And Catherine, I just have to say thank you for the work that you're doing. And you really need all of us to come in and support the work that you are doing. You take donations. You need volunteers. I know that there's several ways that we can help, and you've got two big events coming up where we can do that. You've got the fishing tournament that kicks off with the opener on Saturday, May 11th. Talk to me about that. This is something that you can do online. You can get your friends involved. It's to raise awareness, and it can also raise funds and help us to find some volunteers to help the work that you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So it is actually Hook, Line, and Shelter. It is a virtual fishing tournament that we decided we just wanted to give folks a different way of supporting us. And so basically it opens up on a fishing opener weekend. It's a virtual fishing tournament. So once you have signed in and got your team all set up, you raise funds from your family and friends. And that comes back to us to support the work that we do. But basically you can fish any lake, anywhere, anytime between fishing opener and Labor Day weekend. Then log on your cage, log the fish that you catch, and you're entered for some chances to win some prizes throughout the summer.
Oh, my goodness. Now, where can folks go to get more information about that? Because, you know, folks love bragging. Okay, there's nothing we love to do more than brag. My dad would go fishing, and he would catch that fish, and he would put it up against his hat so you could see how big it was, and he would take pictures. And, you know, this is back in the day where you had to go to the Kodak store and develop the pictures and show them to his brothers, and they would compare. And so this reminds me of growing up, you know, watching my dad kind of show off and, you know, try to brag with his brothers, you know, when they would go fishing and compete with who caught the biggest fish. So this is just a kind of a fun way of doing that. How can people sign up? Do you need to sign up? Can you just do it? Tell us how to get involved.
Yeah, you want to sign up. Basically, go to our website, and that is RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. And it's RTMN.org. Go to our events page and look for the Hook, Line, and Shelter Fishing Tournament. And you can pre-register now, so that when fishing opener happens, you're all set to go. And then you can start fishing.
Now, there's another way that folks can help the work that you're doing and support you. It's the Helping Hands Brunch live social sharing. Talk to me about that event. That is coming up in May.
So that is a breakfast that we're having in May at Pica in St. Paul. And it is open to the community. We are going to be just telling folks about what we do and telling how you can get involved. But basically, it's a way to come and find out more about us. And that you can also find the information for that is on the same events page on our website. It is a free event, but we are asking that people register because we do have limited seating.
Okay. And it is so important that people sign up to attend, tell their friends and family about it. You've got brunch, you've got live music, you've got raffles, you've got giveaways, and it's all in support of this work that you're doing. And talk to me about how crucial it is that people show up. You know, a lot of times we want to take advantage of this work. We want to share the work that you're doing. We want to pass the information along to people that we know need it. And that's important too, right? Awareness.
Exactly.
But we can't make anything aware if we're not there to support it. And these are two opportunities. You know, we made resolutions at the beginning of the year about doing more community service. We made resolutions about how we were going to make a difference, how we were going to show up for people in our community. And, you know, people come to me all the time and say, well, Shaletta, how can I show up? Who do you know that needs support? And I'm telling you, Rebuild Together needs support. And here are two events that they have that are coming up that you can participate in. And I'm just amazed y'all are doing this Helping Hands brunch. It's free. I don't know anybody that's saying something is free, but you're passing out free food and a nice spot. Because I went over to Pica the other day just to kind of peek in, and that is a beautiful place. It's in a beautiful location, how they've rebuilt that area in St. Paul, you know, the old warehouse district. It is just amazing. And I was like, oh, they're having it over here. It's nice over here. I like this.
Well, and of course, so brunch itself is free, but we do ask you to bring your checkbook and make a donation. So that's what it's all about. Is there'll be ways that you can sign up to volunteer. You know, if you know of someone who needs some help, but they just need some help in either maintaining their home. So if they need a new roof or they need new windows, stuff like that, or they have a faulty outlet in their kitchen. Those are the kind of things that we take care of. basically we look at what's broken around the house that we need to fix so that the house doesn't fall into more disrepair. And then also we look at, especially for our older adults or anyone living with a disability, how do they get around their home? And what are those things that we can take care of that will prevent them from falling? So is it adding a stair rail on going upstairs, or is it adding a couple of grab bars in a shower? That those two things alone can add so much independence for an older adult, and they can stay in their home 3, 4, 5 more years. And statistics have actually shown that people who stay in a home where they've lived for many years end up living longer. They have a better quality of life. So that's what we're trying to do. We are trying to just help people stay where they want to be.
And talk to me, because, you know, we're talking about how important it is. We're talking about how people need to go to the brunch. They need to participate in the online fishing competition, the Hook, Line, and Shelter fundraiser tournament. But, you know, I want to hear a story. There's got to be one somebody, Catherine, that comes to mind when we are talking about this work that you do, that story has stayed with you, because it's all about the heart. And I need people to know that these are real Minnesotans. These are real older adults. And we're going to all hope to be there one day. So this is really an investment. Is there a story that comes to mind, one person that you've helped that you said, wow, I wish everybody could hear this story?
I have many, but one that sticks out is specifically around some grab bars. We did some work with an older woman who depended on her daughter to come over and just help her take a shower a couple times a week. And she was living in fear that her daughter, who was an active member of the National Guard, was going to get called up to active duty. And what that would mean for her is that she would no longer be able to live on her own, because she couldn't get in and out of her bathtub by herself. And so volunteers went over and they put 3 or 4 grab bars in the bathroom. And when the volunteers told me about it later, they said she was virtually hopping in and out of her bathtub because she was so excited to be able to take a shower by herself. So it seems like little things, but it's such a huge, makes such a huge impact for folks.
All right. That you done sold me, girl. I could just see her in my head. I could just see her hopping in and out of that shower. And that's giving her life. That's giving her friends life. That's giving her neighbors life. Do you know how many people she probably called that night to tell that she could take a shower by herself and she didn't need her daughter to come over there? And the anxiety that she must have felt in fear that her daughter would leave and she was uncomfortable with somebody coming over there helping her shower. That anxiety is real for older Americans. And this is the thing, is that anxiety and that worry will turn into stress. And we all know stress is a silent killer. That drives your blood pressure up and all kinds of stuff. And so to have that worry eased by the work that you do at Rebuild Together Minnesota is just a blessing. Okay, now tell folks again where they can go to get information about the Hook, Line, Shelter fundraising tournament, as well as the Helping Hands brunch.
That is going to our website at rtmn.org, and then go to the events page. And then on that page are the both events we talked about, the Hook, Line, and Shelter Fishing Tournament and the Helping Hands Brunch.
Yep. And when you go on the website, if you can't find it, click on Get Involved. And then right next to Get Involved is a big old donate button. It says D-O-N-A-T-E. And what I'm getting ready to do, Catherine, is I'm getting ready to donate $200.
Because that
is an investment, because like I said, I want to get old. I want to get old to the point where I need grab bars. So if I don't put some money in, I cannot take some money out. And so I have to be the change that I want to see in others. So I'm hoping other people will follow my lead. They will go to the website, rtmn.org/events. If you can't get to the Helping Hands brunch to make a donation, click on that donate button and join me in making a contribution. Thank you so much for everything that you do. A lot of people forget about older folks. This is you know, it's we like young and new and fresh and, you know, exciting and energizing. And a lot of times people forget about our seniors and our grandparents and our great grandparents. And the fact that you have turned to our elders to make sure that they are taken care of, I just have to support that work. And so I just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you, Shlita. I appreciate it.